Voices. I'm hearing voices. They're frightened. They're scared. I look around. There's nobody there. Some are loud. Some are hushed. Most are filled with despair. People are hiding. They're staying at home. Though things seem much worse when you're there all alone. The voices keep coming, though I never dream. I started to wonder just what it might mean. I thought and I thought and I prayed just a bit for guidance, for wisdom, to make sense of this. The meaning seems clear now, as clear as a bell. The voices are people who aren't doing well. They're poor and they're hungry, they're cold and alone. They're looking to find a true place of their own. These past few months, they've started to ponder if America's path is starting to wander away from its place as the land of the free. Have evil and hate spread sea to shining sea? Is this who we are? Who we've become? Half of us say so. Half of us want none. None of the hatred, none of the attacks, none of the worry about who's got our backs. None of the gunshots, none of the death. None of the anger, none of the rest. Of the ugly, disgusting, vitriolic words that recently all of us have frequently heard. We must make our way back to faith and empathy towards each person in God's family. For those of you who are a bit slow, that's every person, just so you know. There are no exceptions, there are no exclusions. Take it from me, it's my humble conclusion, that everyone is a child of God. It only makes sense. It's really not odd. Everyone, all the entirety of each person who's lived throughout eternity. I'm hearing voices. So many hurting voices.